Hey, this is Teresa Matsura, and you're listening to Uncanny Japan. Where did we leave off last episode? Part one of summer festivals. I think we were finishing up our kakigori, shaved ice, while watching others mill about in their yukata and jinbei. I think we were just about to go play some games before the dancing began. Would you like to explore the stranger, more obscure corners of Japanese culture? Dig a little deeper into superstitions, curious customs, and all those mysterious creatures that inhabit the land? If so, then this is the podcast for you. Uncanny Japan is where I, author Teresa Matsura, share all the fascinating tidbits I unearth while doing research for my writing. From the bizarre to the ghastly, and everything in between. I hope you enjoy the show. Now, before we play any games, since it's dark, let's visit one yatai, or portable booth, you'll almost always find at these events. It's the omen, or mask booth. Easily spottable because the entire back wall and sides are lined with masks. These are the old-fashioned kind, shiny, colorful plastic with a string or rubber band to keep them on. Mostly they're for kids. You'll find all manner of manga or anime characters, Ultraman, Thomas the Tank Engine,